And we are taking you to Paris for an evening in Paris, which is coming up on Saturday, October 18th at the New Russia Township Lodge. It is the Oberlin Rotary Club putting this on, and joining us, the president, Mary Oftenkamp. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me in.
So this is an event coming up on the 18th. What can we expect? What kind of Parisian French things will be happening here at the, if we get cultures, New Russia, the township hall?
Well, we're going to transform the room that evening to a very special event. This is the annual auction, and when you arrive, you'll have the opportunity to participate in a French dinner buffet, an open bar, French wine and cheeses. We will have a silent auction and live auction. You can enter a raffle to win $2,000. This is our Eiffel Tower raffle, and you can enjoy an enchanted evening in the City of Lights.
Wow. What is a French dinner?
It should be all kinds of really good things to eat. Be a surprise.
Rich, tasty. I mean, the French know how to cook.
Sure they do.
Any part of the meal, they're pretty good at there as well. Are you building a miniature Eiffel Tower? Are you putting something like that together?
No, we're not building a miniature Eiffel Tower, but there will be some Eiffel Towers on the table that'll be pretty, and the room will be decorated very lovely for the evening.
And you mentioned this is an annual event that you do. What's the proceeds for this go towards?
Well, the Oberlin Rotary supports many local organizations, and we're part of Rotary International, which also supports human service and educational projects around the world. The main thing is polio plus eradication and promoting world peace and understanding, and we do that through our student exchanges and scholarships. We do medical supplies abroad, and the proceeds from our auction support a variety of programs, including the food pantry and the Oberlin Community Services, the backpack program, which is a program for students to take a backpack home on Friday that has all kind of goodies for the weekend. We sponsor concert series at Tappan Square in the summertime. We do a tree project. We help with Santa Claus's arrival. We do an adopt-a-family as part of our holiday program. And if you like what you hear, you can visit us on Facebook and check out some of our other events.
What was it about the Rotary that appealed to you that you were to be a part of it? And now you're obviously the president this time around. What was it about it that was really inspiring for you?
Well, actually, I've been a Rotarian 26 years, and I started in Avon Lake 10 years ago, and I've been in Oberlin 16 years. And I was invited, and that's part of being a Rotarian, is being asked to join this organization. And it's about service and providing things for others and making the world a better place one person at a time.
How many people are in your chapter?
In my Rotary Club, we have 48 members, and our Rotary Club is 76 years old. We're one of the seven Lorain County Rotary Clubs. Just about every town has a Rotary Club.
Pretty active group?
Very active group. Very high energy group. We're a lot of fun. We meet at the Oberlin Inn on Fridays at noon, and we have a keynote speaker. And we sing silly songs and do the Pledge of Allegiance, and we find each other in fun ways, and it's 1 hour in and out.
Have you ever been fined?
Yes, I've been fined lots of times. If your name's in the paper, if you brag too much about your children, or maybe somebody didn't like the outfit I had on for the day, there could be all kinds of silly reasons. But it's a buck here, a quarter there.
Are they going to fine you because you're on the radio this morning?
You know, I think I'm going to get a pass because I'm promoting our event.
Oh, I see. So there's a little bit of, depending on the cause for that. Again, this is coming up on October 18th at 6:30 at the New Russia Township Lodge. I mean, we used to calling it the hall. Maybe they changed a little bit because they kind of rebuilt a new one, right?
Yes, they actually built a new structure. It's absolutely lovely, and I encourage people to come out. We have tickets available at several different places. Edward Jones' office in downtown Oberlin. We also have John Cole Accounting and Management Services, Oberlin Family Dental, or any Oberlin Rotarian. One should be able to get tickets. And there's different price points for tickets, too, depending on which you choose to participate in.
And I would think, too, you have a lot of sponsors support on top of this.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of sponsors, including the Amherst Party Shop, Gibson's Bakery, Edward Jones, Ultimate Landscaping, Cowling Funeral Home, Oberlin Hearing Care, Kendall at Oberlin, Oberlin Business Partners, and, of course, our very own Oberlin Rotary Club.
What are some of the things that are in the silent auction that look like would be kind of very appealing?
There might be a vacation spot stay. There could be a tree planting or landscape service. There could be furniture. There could be wines. There will be very pretty jewelry available also by Levitt Jewelers to buy tickets to try to win. We take all types of donations, a pool table, tickets to sporting events, signed football, baseball, all kinds of things like that.
Still looking for things to add to your
Always looking to add things. And if you have any items, you can contact Shirley Hall, our chair, at 440-774-3704 or Shirley at businessadvisoryservices.net.
It's an annual event. This year's theme, again, an evening in Paris. What other kinds of evenings have you had in the past?
Well, we've had all kinds of evenings in the past. We've had a hoedown-type theme. We've had kind of a gangster Chicago-type theme. Now, the evening in Paris is kind of a unique thing. Each year, Rotary International has a Rotary International president, because we are global. And he comes up with a theme. And this year is Light Up Rotary. So when you think of that theme, Light Up Rotary, we thought the evening in Paris, and Paris being the city of lights, was a nice correlation between the two.
Now, I was getting pictures when you're thinking of the hoedown or the, you know, sort of the mob gangster kind of thing. There's always sort of like a dress that maybe goes to that. Do you inspire people maybe to kind of dress the part for this event?
Absolutely. We've had a lot of very creative attire with these different events. An evening in Paris could be anything you like. You might choose something very, very fancy. You might choose something more casual as you see yourself strolling in Paris. Whatever you prefer.
You can depend on what decade or century
or what mood you're in. Yeah, just what mood you're in.
Yeah. Maybe a poodle skirt, too. I mean, that... Well, it's a French poodle.
A French poodle with a little beret.
I guess so, something like that. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's coming up on Saturday, October 18th, 6:30 at the New Russia Township Lodge on Butternut Ridge Road in Oberlin. It's the Oberlin Rotary putting on the event. Again, if people want to get tickets, how's a good place for them to find out about that?
Any place in Oberlin seems to have them. The Oberlin Inn would have tickets available. Edward Jones has tickets available. The Oberlin Family Dental has tickets available. John Cole Management and Accounting Services has tickets available. Or again, to contact Shirley Hall, our auction chair, at 440-774-3704 or Shirley at businessadvisoryservices.net.
Mary, now we went by the Oberlin Inn the other day and the wrecking ball is swinging.
Oh, my.
So some of it's still good to go?
Yes. We're not losing the dining room or the bar, and there's still rooms available.
All right.
And we will continue there. And I know it was really tough to see it all come down, but I know the inn's going to be beautiful when we have the new inn and it's up and running. So they're very aggressively working on that renovation. So it'll be a nice enhancement to our community for sure.
A little bit of the landscape scenery area of the Oberlin Tappan Square changing a little bit, too. But if you look at historic pictures, nothing stays the same.
That's true.
People go through that. Mary Oftenkamp with the Oberlin Rotary, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.
And thank you for inviting me. Have a wonderful day.